Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
Dave and me.
John.
Dave.
Nope.
Oh.
I was about to launch the ad.
Yeah, sorry.
Did you want to say something?
I just have a lot of energy. Go ahead.
Okay. I am so thankful for our next partner, Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens. I knew. See, I was going to say that because
you tried to cut me off.
I know, because I love my AG1.
You do. We
love it.
Take AG1 literally every day. I did it first thing in the morning, just like you. Don't you do first thing?
Well, I mean, I got to do it right after my morning coffee.
Of course you do. So. AG1 gives us increased energy, immune system support, and the nutrition our bodies crave.
I've been meaning to tell you about your immune system. It looks amazing.
Thank you so much.
It really does.
Thank
I noticed so improved digestion also,
yep.
Sleep support, and my hair and skin feel great. I've been waiting for you to say something, but you didn't
say. I was about...
Well, you had time.
AG1 is also easy to fit into your lifestyle because it's just one scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality.
And AG1 is delivered right to you every month, right to your doorstep.
Where are they not going to put it, John?
They're not going to put it anywhere else. That's the thing. But I would gladly walk to the end of the block, but they take it right to me. It's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute.
If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
So go to athleticgreens.com/dadville. That's athleticgreens.com/dadville.
Check it out.
Quick. That's a little fast, but I think I can keep up.
Guys.
Girls.
And countrymen. We are here. John, just today, I was on a run this morning.
I saw you.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yep.
Okay. I was on a run, and I guess in some ways we're all running from something, but this morning I was running from gaining weight. And I had 7 to 10 different people stop me on the run.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what every...
Were these real or imaginary?
Let me finish the story, and then
you can
put it all together. Do you know what they asked me?
How do you run so fast?
Okay.
How do you look so good? How do you get up so early?
Okay, fifth question they asked after this.
Uh-huh.
Dave, what do we give the guys in our lives for Christmas this year?
You know,
and
I've been getting a lot of those questions.
And say, let me finish my run.
Yeah.
Good gracious,
Jeez,
Mom.
Don't stop me on mile 19.
I'm
almost
just getting
to 20.
Started. And so this is us. This is me and Johnny, John, sitting down. I love these episodes so much. We've done a couple of these now. We call them the gift guides.
Yeah.
The gift guys.
Gift guys.
Gift guys giving gift guides. And we have the name of the episode.
Jason, we just did your work for you.
You are welcome.
You know what's funny? Because we have done a couple of these, and I was thinking earlier in the week, I was like, I should go back and listen to make sure that I don't repeat myself. But then I was like, no, I'm not going
to
do that.
Because if you love something, it'll come back to you.
You give it again.
No, whatever. I'd buy both those shirts.
But I was thinking, no, we don't go back. We can repeat gifts.
Yes.
Because with guys, it takes like 5 times of them hearing the truth.
As we learned with Annie last year, I've given her the same gift.
Exactly. And she's still married to you, so it's fine.
Only physically. I do feel like this year I'm pretty hyped on these. I took some time yesterday and really tried to think through. Not that I did in the year before, that infers that I did in the year before.
It does.
It does. And maybe
I believed
didn't.
You.
Maybe I didn't the year before. But this year I thought about these. And so I had a little guide to mine, and I'm not pressuring you to have a guide to yours.
Okay.
Like I had a little bit of like a...
Well, I mean, we're here now, so what I've got is what I've got.
They don't have to know if we paused or
That's
not
true.
And gave you another day.
We paused for 3 days.
Again, this is one of the things I love about this show, this episode, I should say, in particular, is... Gifts are tough already.
Yeah.
We established this with the wives last week. I would add buying gifts for a husband or a dad or a guy in your life is especially tricky because I really do. I've seen this meme 2 or 3 times already this week about some version of the struggle of the wife buying something for a dad who just buys what they want all the time anyway, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, so that's a well-known, well-worn yeah. path. So this is me and John just saying, here's some things we like that may help those people out there.
Yeah.
So we are not...
If it's not useful, then, you know, throw them out.
Yeah.
Buy them for us. Send them to our house.
Yeah, and that... It should be said. That if you're
this
listening
is a
to this,
way of us saying what
this,
we want.
If you're listening yeah. to this and you know me and John, this is just a little read-in on what we want.
Do with it what you will.
I don't know. All the links will be in the show notes. Okay, so I'm going to start. I'll start us off. My first one, I put book. Just like, what book? What book do we like this year mm-hmm. for me, okay? This okay. is not for you. I just wanted to go book. What's a good book?
You just wrote book.
Just get a book.
Any book.
Any book. It could be a book of the Bible.
Uh-huh.
It could be a book. No, let me tell you specifically. Get somebody Daniel. Just get him Daniel. Do they actually sell books of the Bible on their own?
I don't
Especially
know.
Old Testament books. That would be
Maybe.
Amazing. So,
Maybe.
I would love if we got pitched for an ad sponsor. Somebody's like, hey, I'm doing this revolutionary new thing. I couldn't get it going on Patreon, but here I think it's really going to happen. I'm publishing just solo Old Testament books of the Bible.
Individual.
Leviticus is flying off the shelves.
If you like Leviticus,
you're going to love
Numbers.
Love Numbers. I'm already giggling a lot on this episode. Okay. So I'm going to tell you two books that I'm going to recommend. Okay. For the music lover in your life, a book I read this year that I loved deeply, it's actually sitting on my desk somewhere. It's called Man on the Run. It's by Tom Doyle. It's about Paul McCartney in the 70s, post-Beatles.
Man on
It was a really...
Run.
So, you know, if you listen to this podcast, hopefully you know that I put this new record out, Featherbrained Wealth Motel, after listening to the Beatles for a year. And one of the parts I did in that deep dive was reading a bunch of books on the Beatles. And this was probably my favorite book because it was like equal entertainment and information.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, really good. So if you have a music lover... as your lover, I wish I hadn't said that immediately when
great.
I said that.
Okay, that's great. I like
if you
that.
Have a music lover, yeah. then you can Mr. Loverman, you can get him "Man on the Run" by Tom Doyle. I would also say one of my favorite books, and I feel like this is where it gets tricky because I feel like I may have recommended this last year, but if I did, just that hear my re-recommendation as a deep love for that thing. "On the Road with St. Augustine" by James K.A. Smith. Was awesome. And then I think we'd probably, we're going to co-sign on the third book recommendation. Guess what I'm going to say?
The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
No, yes, always. But oh. What would be the other one?
Oh, How to Stay Married.
There it is.
Harrison
what,
Scott Key.
What a book. Folks,
oh
we had
gosh.
Him on the podcast, but I'm doubling down. That book yeah. is, my wife just read it. I mean, it's, and I don't know why I said that. Why did I say that? I didn't really know where to go after that. She did. If you're wondering, what is Annie reading? She read that book.
Yeah. Well, there may be people listening who don't know if Annie was literate.
And she,
they assume
okay,
she
Okay, I'm
going to
be
is,
honest with you.
Evidence.
I had Harrison send me a hand-drawn version of the book that he did himself. It was two pages. No, but it is, we you and I love it. And
yeah.
I cannot, cannot recommend that book
He's
enough.
One of our
How to Stay Married
authors.
By Harrison Scott Key. Unbelievable book. So that's okay. That's first gifts from me.
Okay, I'm already self-conscious at
okay.
how yours was thought out. You kind of cheated because you were like, "Here's my first, and I'm going to give three."
Yeah, that is a cheat.
Maybe
I'm sorry.
Four were recommended.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Okay,
I'm going to go straight off the top.
Okay.
When I thought of these, I was also a little hesitant, or it gave me pause how quickly these came out.
Oh wow.
I was like, I need to, this is earlier this week, I'm like, I need
up.
To think about it. And like, boom, they were all there.
Wow.
This one is a slashy.
Okay.
Okay. Theragun.
Oh.
Slash.
Yeah.
Just a massage.
Someone to give you the Theragun.
Yeah. Someone who.
Administer the Theragun.
If your masseuse gave you a Theragun.
Yeah.
At the end of a massage.
Yeah.
That would be the best. So you guys have had we actually don't have one, but you guys have had one for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Ours
isn't
a Theragun though. It's a
yeah.
The
I mean,
one?
I say Theragun.
That thing.
Yeah,
the brand.
It's like
the,
Theragun
yeah,
is
yeah.
like the Kleenex of Theraguns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. Does that make sense?
I don't really know.
So this last month, I was on the road with Matt Carney.
Hypervolt. Sorry, keep going. That's the one.
Hypervolt.
We have. Yep.
And he brought, I think it was him who brought, somebody brought a Theragun.
For
and it was
throat.
Just like in the front.
Four shows.
If you want to know how he gets that tone, it's trauma to the
His
throat.
Road manager just yeah. is just right.
But he had it in the front lounge. It was just always plugged in right there, like a Theragun for the table.
Wow. You
know? And I used it every day. And I was like, it's one of those gifts where I'm like, I really wouldn't get this for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's like the Theragun is like that thing, that like hors d'oeuvre that you have every now and then. And you're like, I would never order this, but every time I have it, I like it.
Deviled eggs.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Deviled eggs.
Well, you said it. I didn't say it.
Sure.
They are awesome. They are awesome.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I traveling with them, when you, so like, you know, John, when you were just on your tour and mm-hmm. you're in New York with Carney.
Yeah.
I remember you did two huge, like, you walked, did you walk 30,000 steps one of those days? 29,000?
38,000.
38,000. Okay. That is the day that thing becomes yep. like the magic.
The next day, my legs hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so it's funny, whenever you go on a trip with your family, you know, spouse, whatever, and you know it's going to be like a heavy walking trip, if that's mm-hmm. like to Paris or London or whatever, Chicago,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Kosciuszko, Mississippi. I've started to travel with that more on those kind of trips. And mm-hmm. it is like when we went to London, I didn't take it and I thought about it every day.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the trip you
and
take.
And they have
those
little travel ones
yes.
too. They're yep. a little bit smaller.
Yep. That's a great one. Way yep. to go, John.
I recommend it.
So we all get in the speedboat.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of this experience is to basically hit as many waves as we possibly can
yeah.
and get everyone in the boat drenched and completely freaked out, right?
Okay. I mean, that doesn't sound okay. super exciting.
Well, the kids wanted yeah. to go, so we did it. And almost instantaneously, I felt sick.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. The boat wasn't even going fast yet. And call me Cinnamon Toast because I was toast. It was a better joke. Come on. I'm going to keep going, John. I don't want to slow this down.
Yeah.
With every wave we hit, it got even worse.
It's the worst. So what did you do?
Well, you don't want to know, John, but every single person on that boat will never forget or forgive me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds like
what?
It sounds like you should have been wearing a relief band.
Don't I know it. Relief band could have saved the day for me, John, and everyone else on that boat.
You know, the Dadville podcast is sponsored by Relief Band. Listen, have you ever had to pull over because someone in the car was sick? Probably, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe someone in your family wants to skip school or work because they feel nauseous?
Yeah, if that sounds familiar, you need a Relief Band, the number one anti-nausea wristband that quickly relieves and effectively prevents nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more.
Relief Band is natural, fast-acting, and will last as long as you need it to last. It's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and has zero side effects.
John, ever since my misadventure on that speedboat, which mm-hmm. we're never going to talk about again,
yep.
I have always carried my Relief Band. I use Relief Band whenever I get nauseous on boats, planes, even cars, and I love it.
Well, Relief Band has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and over 100,000 satisfied customers, so they are a brand you can trust. And Relief Band makes a great gift for that nausea sufferer in your life.
Right now, Relief Band is running their 12 Days of Relief sale. So head over to reliefband.com for new discounts every day through December 12th. That's reliefband.com for new discounts every day through December 12th. ButcherBox. What?
Oh, we're not doing names.
Sorry. I got so excited. I just got so excited. I want to tell people about ButcherBox. Are you okay?
If that's what you're going to talk about, by all means,
okay.
please.
Okay, I'm going to go now. Okay. ButcherBox has all you need for a tasty, stress-free, John? I got stressed when I
you
saw that word.
Stressed.
Gosh, holiday season with high-quality protein. I did it again.
You did it again.
But guess what? I'm going to power through. Where can I get the energy I need and the protein I need, John? That's what I'm feeling right
Let
now.
Let me tell you. ButcherBox, okay? ButcherBox is the best.
Yeah.
It gives me peace of mind because I can easily find high-quality meat and seafood that I can trust.
Who in their right mind wants untrustworthy meat and seafood, John?
I don't know, and I don't want to know that person, okay? Because it's no one.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we want 100% grass-fed
mm-hmm.
beef, right? We
mm-hmm.
want free-range organic chicken.
Yes.
We want pork-raised, crate-free.
Give me some of that, John.
and wild-caught seafood, right?
Sweet mercy. And it's got to be raised humanely, John.
That's right. They partner with people who truly care about how animals are raised. Plus, they are B Corp certified, which makes me feel even better about being a part of ButcherBox community.
And it's delivered free, right to your doorstep. John, where are they not going to throw the box?
They're not going to put it on the sidewalk out front, not in your driveway, not in your neighbor's driveway.
Yep, and not under a bushel. And box plans are customizable in both size and frequency.
Well, also a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value, Dave. Plus, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, guides, tips, and hacks. Now, Dave, it's time to tell them about our special deal.
You like chicken wings, John?
You know I do.
Yeah.
You know, they're literally the only reason I have ever watched a football game in my life.
Well, you're an Andrew. Look, sign up today at butcherbox.com/Dadville and use code Dadville to get free chicken wings for a year. That's 3 pounds of free-range organic chicken wings free in every order for a year when you sign up at butcherbox/Dadville and use the code Dadville. Okay, this was an interesting one, and I kind of want you to jump in on this, and you can still keep yours, but I just want you to, I'm curious what you'd say to this.
Okay.
I had a music one.
Uh-huh.
But it's tricky because, sadly, people don't buy music anymore. But I will tell you a band that I have listened to a lot, and so that's kind of what I'm doing. So it's not a gift, but it's like, because it can't be purchased, you know, but it is something that you can recommend or send somebody or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, maybe they have records, but we talked about Tiny Habits, that band.
You know,
they're three part, two girls and a guy.
Yes. I think I just recently started following them.
Yeah. Their harmony stuff is out of this stinking world. It's unbelievable. They have a version. One of my most listened to songs this year, actually my Spotify Wrapped, was their version of, October Sky by Yebba.
Uh-huh.
They do an arrangement of it that is just absolute, and it's hard to beat her because she's such an incredible singer. But theirs really rivals hers for the vocal harmonization stuff they're doing is just incredible. So that's a recommendation. I would also say Dave Barnes is going on tour next year. Feels like tickets to those shows we just announced. He just announced would be a great gift.
Those are gifts for
lot of the major markets.
People in Dallas, people in Atlanta, Philadelphia,
et cetera. And many other major metropolitan cities.
I like that one of your gifts was a band.
I didn't.
I like that.
I didn't shy from it.
I like it.
I realize it's not a purchase point, but.
Well, it is because you guys can go to like. Tiny Habits. Just Google Tiny Habits.
Yeah, get a t-shirt.
Although that's probably going to take you down a rabbit hole of like little things that you can do.
I'm going to back up. Please do not Google Tiny Habits.
I don't even know what
actually, maybe do and just text us what comes up. Yeah. Don't tell us.
Tell us if it's okay to recommend. But I like that. I'm sure they have like merch and vinyl.
Yeah, they're great. They're really, really great.
That's great. I like that.
Do you have a music? That's where I was kicking up. Anything musically you really enjoyed this year? Specifically?
Oh, that I really enjoy.
Do you recommend?
I mean, I feel like mine is so... It's the last couple of years, it's been the same. I'm just so into classical piano.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is not me butt kissing. You have more Mew music that you've released.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
That is killer.
I just put out a new Mood record.
There you go.
Yeah.
So people could listen to that.
They could.
Then they would hear then your influences.
They could look if they wanted to buy the vinyl.
John,
they
I'm gonna come in really hot right now.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you're sitting here. Folks, I'm talking to everybody out there. Will you give me a minute?
Please.
Everybody out there, you gotta listen to John's Mood music. I'm gonna pretend he's not in the room. I'm not just saying this. It is so spectacularly awesome. And here's the thing about John that I love. This is where I'm not gonna look at you because I don't want to be able to really focus and I'm gonna get lost in your eyes. We know that he's a great singer. We know that he's a great songwriter. We know that he makes great music. He makes great records. And if you've seen him live, he's an incredible performer. Here's the thing that I think is so amazing about John is what you may not know much about is how unbelievably good he is at just solo piano, like no singing. And not just is he good at playing piano, he writes these crazy, amazing instrumental solo piano music. And they are called Mood. And if you don't know about them, please stop the podcast. Go Google John McLaughlin Mood. Well, don't Google it because you'll see some pictures you shouldn't see. Go to Spotify and Google John McLaughlin Mood. These
Google
songs are so freaking good. I can't tell you how good they are.
Man, that's so kind.
Go ahead,
Dave.
No, I had to do that.
Gosh.
I had to do that.
Thank you. Dave.
John. John.
Dave.
John.
Dave.
We'll get
Am I too?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
We're not
it's okay.
in sync, are we?
You're from Indiana. Have you heard about these Cozy Earth bamboo sheets, John?
I don't appreciate the Indiana swipe there, but Dave, Cozy Earth is one of Dadville's sponsors. So, yeah, I've heard of them. I sleep on them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty much obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Have you not heard of Cozy Earth bamboo sheets, Dave?
Well, okay, let's just say I'm a little late to the party because I keep imagining bamboo stalks as bed sheets, and I can't really make the connection. While they're great for kung fu practice, it doesn't feel great for sleeping. I thought sheets were supposed to be made out of soft materials. It's I don't know. Doesn't compute. I'm a little confused.
Yeah, Dave, you don't get it. Right? Mm-mm. But let me tell you who does get it.
Okay.
Oprah.
Wow.
Dave. Two words. Wow. Oprah Winfrey. And this is what Oprah and I get about Cozy Earth's bamboo viscose sheets.
Yeah.
They're the best bed sheets you'll ever own.
Wow.
The bamboo stalks steep in a solution, right, to help break down their structure and make them pliable.
Wow.
It's got to be pliable.
Okay.
The bamboo pulp is shredded, aged, and ripened before being filtered, washed, and spun, then woven into a perfectly soft fabric.
I'm guessing at this. Uh-huh. I bet that process makes the sheets temperature regulating and incredibly soft.
You're correct.
It's no wonder Oprah, fellow Kosciuszko, Mississippi,
that's true. That's
occupant, named these sheets one of her favorite things in 2018.
Oh, Dave, you're starting to get it. Now reinvent your sanctuary with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding collection. From pillows to sheets and blankets, indulge in the ultimate luxury.
Plus, I can sleep with confidence thanks to Cozy Earth's generous warranty, luxury bedding essentials that provide peace of mind and endless comfort.
Now, Dave, I've said this a million times. Mm-hmm. Make every night a five-star experience with Cozy Earth's responsibly sourced, temperature-regulating bamboo viscose bedding.
CozyEarth.com is where dreams come true. Your destination for the softest, most luxurious sheets. From cashmere blends to timeless textures, they've got it all.
Cozy Earth provided an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Visit CozyEarth.com and get up to 35% off site-wide when you use the code DADVILLE.
That's CozyEarth.com and get up to 35% off site-wide when you use the code DADVILLE. Man.
Dave, Louise, yeah. I want to give a shout out. Yeah. And when I give a shout out, I always laugh because it just brings me so much joy to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with free samples.
You know it, John. This time of year, my allergies are in fuego. They're always on the attack, but I use this and you should too.
Oh, I do, Dave. Every day in our house. Yeah. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers, which is me raising my hand, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill to relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better.
This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
John, I've been taking Claritin D for my allergies for a long time, and it's been an absolute life changer. I can go for a run without my eyes watering. I may be crying, but it's not from allergies.
Totally different.
And I can sing without feeling like I have like a big old, let's say we call it a frog. It's like a toad.
It's like a family of toads.
It's a family. It's a turtle.
Yeah.
In my throat.
So, you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies?
Yeah, me.
It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter.
Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Second gift.
Yeah, second gift. Apple AirPods.
All day. Can we do that every year?
Every year. I'll do it every year. Here's the thing. I remember when Apple came out with their first version of the AirPod. Not the AirPod Pro, but just the regular one.
Yeah,
I don't know what
the one with the longer stems.
And I remember thinking, that's so dumb. It's kind of the way I felt about the iPad.
Yeah.
It's just like, come on, Apple. Don't,
yeah.
Okay. I feel like you're
been there, done
you're
that.
Nickel and diming us.
Yeah.
You're just coming out with a product that's like, well, this one doesn't have a cord.
Yeah.
And it's like, I got the regular AirPods when they came out eventually and loved them. And then I got the AirPod Pros and then I lost the headphones.
Yeah.
Had to get another pair. just recently lost them again. But I know these are in my house somewhere. I know they're in my house. I just can't find them.
Yeah.
So the last month or so, I have not had my AirPods.
And you feel it.
I do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I got to say, there's no... I haven't tried all the other ones. Yeah. I don't know that anyone does them better than Apple. Yeah, for my ears, they fit in my ears perfectly.
Yeah.
And they're so good.
That also run in mine. And they're awesome. Yeah. They're so great.
Yeah.
They're just...
And if you're listening and you're thinking like me... Because I've been using the old school ones that have the cord.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
But... Like if I'm in the kitchen,
if you like on a run, it's like being whipped the whole run. But keep going.
Which is actually, I like that. I actually kind of need it.
There's so many jokes. I'm not.
I still, even when I have my AirPods in, I still take the cord once.
You just sort of whip lightly, slap your chest with them.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
But they, it's a great gift.
It is great. Three, I called this fun thing. Board games. Watch this. Fun
so you
thing.
Have, you
I have sort of genres.
Book.
Yeah. Fun thing. Yeah.
Okay.
The board game I have first for couples that we've played, Code Names.
Yeah.
That is, guys, gals, whoever's listening, this can be a gift for your wife too, guys. Like this is not necessarily a male gift. So much fun.
It's a great
Code
great,
Names. Great board game.
It's probably, though, I will say, if you want to get a board game that your kids are not going to have any desire to steal from you.
Yeah.
It's Codenames.
Yes.
To a child's eyes,
yeah.
This is the most boring activity.
It's like you put asparagus and broccoli in the board game.
Yes.
They are going to avoid it at that sort of intensity.
And you just steam it up.
Yeah. And then if the game goes well, it may get a little steamy later. And then fun board game for kids, and Andy and I both agree, you may laugh, bingo. We've been playing bingo in our house more. We got like a little, it's fun, like
yes,
you roll
we got
the thing.
One of those.
And our kids love it.
So we played it just the other day, and it was more fun than I thought it
That's
would
exactly
be.
How we
but
felt.
But the listeners can't see what we're doing.
Yeah,
right
the little,
now.
Where the it's ball comes in.
It takes up a lot of
Yeah,
room.
It's not small, yeah.
It's this, what would you call that? It's like a cage that you can like
that's
turn.
Yeah. I don't even, did we go to college? What is happening?
It was a long time ago.
Have we been taking too many vitamins? I don't know.
A lot of classes.
Okay, that's my fun thing.
That's great. We have played a lot of Code Names.
The McLaughlins. And it needs to be on record said, our wives annihilate us at this game. It is, guys, you don't understand how good these... It is where I really do start to think there's telepathy amongst women. Which was my instrumental band, jazz band in high school. But, like, it is astounding how much better they are than you and I.
I know. It's on a level that, like, you chuckle about it. And then when we go home and I'm brushing my teeth, I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, it's not good.
But the element of Code Names that I think is really interesting is, and we've never talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like whoever whatever game that you're doing where you have teammates, there's always a level of you don't want to let your teammates down.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do well.
Yeah.
But when you play Code Names, couple versus or it's not couple versus couple. It's guys.
Yeah.
Versus it's you and I versus Annie.
In our iteration. Of
Dadville
it.
Versus Momville.
Yeah. Which is always good.
Momville
lose.
Is like 6-0.
We beat them once.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And that one actually counted more.
Yeah. It's 6-6.
Because we won. So we're tied. But there's like when you say a clue, and this won't make sense to those who don't know the game, but when like I say a clue and then you're trying to figure it out and you see something, like when I do bad at the game, it has such a
shame.
An interesting sort of like dynamic between the two of us.
You know what it is? It I think
because in the moment, in the heat of the game, this is what is happening in my life right now.
Yeah.
This matters.
Yeah.
We got to win this thing. You know?
It can also, and I will say maybe if there is a little bit of a tricky part of it, it will make you realize how well you don't know the person you think you're playing with.
Uh-huh.
Like you'll be like, I'm going to say the word and he's going to know exactly the words I'm referencing.
Because the connection in your mind.
Is we are avatared.
Yeah.
We have completely. Yeah.
And then I put the...
And it's wildly off.
I love how I'm just listening to this through the ears of somebody and they're like, no idea what
how much LSD did they do before the episode.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. My next thing. The general category.
I love any time you intro. I just love all
of
the intros.
I know. Is I can't even believe I'm about to say it.
Just say it.
Soap.
Okay, soap. Maybe don't. I don't know. Should
we edit that out?
Yo, let's see how it goes.
Why I'm hesitating is I can't believe.
Yeah, it's gotten to this.
This is a thing that I'm suggesting.
I'm a little bit feeling like that, but I want to hear how it goes.
I know. You know, I will say it's maybe hereditary because my dad, come to find out, 10 years ago, come to find out, my dad
he uses soap. Yeah.
He's been using his whole life. He loves soap. His thing is like bars of soap. He really likes like a good bar of soap.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is about age or whatever, but I remember one of my former managers, who I love and we're still friends to this day. One time we were in LA together and I was up in his hotel room and he had...
Oh, you told the story.
All this...
I think you said soap last year.
Did
this
I?
This is all... It's even the way you're unveiling it feels familiar.
Did. Yeah. But I remember seeing all the like... It was soap, but also like lotion and stuff like that. And I was like,
soap and lotion.
The hotel comes with all this stuff? He's like, oh, no, I brought those from Canada.
God, that is such a strong comment.
But I get it now.
Yeah.
And specifically what I wrote down was Aesop soap.
That is now... I promise you, somebody right now is laughing because this is... we are reading the transcript from last year.
Yeah.
But I agree.
But hey, get it for me. Like, Amy, if you're listening, let's do it again.
Oh, I see what's happening. Okay, so you're trying to... No, that's well planted.
I just like...
Their grainy thing, whatever it's called. Gosh, that stuff is amazing.
I just like it.
It also might be $1,000 a thing.
Maybe.
Okay, next thing for me. I don't have it.
But you want it.
I want it.
Mm-hmm.
8 Sleep. Have you seen this thing?
No.
It looks so it's like it is not. It's like $2,500 this thing. What it does is it is a smart memory foam cooling and or heating sleeping scenario.
Oh yeah, I've heard of this.
It's a mattress topper.
Uh-huh.
So you and your
and it has like water in it?
It's electric. Boogie woogie woogie. And it comes with what looks like a hard drive. So this thing you plug in next to your bed, and it literally looks like a little hard drive. It's like a little unit, and it connects to the mattress pad.
Mm-hmm.
So and I have
put like a sample of blood in every night before you go to bed,
in your children's tears.
Yeah,
and what it does, and I have a friend who has it, and he has testified to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, who hates, like, you know how that works. Like, he's the tech guy. His wife hates all things tech.
Yeah.
He said, ask my wife about it. I went to her, and she's, like, shaking her head. She's like, it's amazing. It's so annoying, but it's really amazing. And what it does, it's smart technology for cooling and heating to keep you asleep. So, what he said happens is, first week, it, like, learns the way you, like, when you're restless, when you're in deep sleep, and it cools or heats according to when you need to keep sleeping. It cools you down. Or if it's like you're getting too cold, it warms you up. But it learns your sleep patterns and then your spouse's or whatever, you know, sleep patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's remarkable. And he's like, it has an app. It shows you your sleep. And he's like, I will literally stay asleep more because it will feel me getting restless or moving more. And it'll cool me down to keep me asleep.
Interesting.
And it has ways it wakes you up, I think, with like light pulses or something. So like you can set alarms.
Like intense heat.
Yeah. it'll give you a tan on like during the winter. But he just raved about it and I'm not the world's greatest sleeper, so I'm like, man, that is I can't pull the trigger on it for myself because it's, you know, it's just not cheap. But I'm like, man, if they wanted
put
to sponsor
in
the episode.
Dad, Bill.
Just go to 8sleep.com. They're like, we're not even sponsoring that podcast.
Yeah. You know, I think about this with mattresses because mattresses are so expensive.
Yeah.
And I actually have no idea how much our mattress was, but I love our mattress, our bed. It's so comfortable. But like when, you know, if you look at it on paper, with all the mattress companies and their ads, they're like, we spend half our lives
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
So invest in a mattress.
Yeah.
It's hard to do because you're like, I don't know. I'm asleep when I'm on this thing. But, you know, if you're not a good sleeper and, I mean, $2,500, if that's going to help you sleep.
Over the course of your, I don't know how long, life feels too strong. If eight sleep lasts your whole life.
Well, you don't know how long you're going to live.
Well, that.
This thing might outlive you.
Does that lead to your next gift?
Yes. Life insurance.
Speaking of not knowing how long you're going to live.
Any multi-use power tool. That's my next.
Yeah, no, I'm 1,000% on this.
Yeah. Anything. And look, I'm not like some super handy guy, right?
Handsy.
Super handsy.
Not handy.
That S adds a totally different meaning.
Yeah.
But I just love anytime I go to the hardware store and I'm, you know, I've kind of got it. I think you and I both have sort of like dialed in on like one brand of power tool so that we can have the batteries.
Let's say it's a little sponsor is Ryobi.
Ryobi. We know you're listening.
We know you're listening.
Make the call.
Johnny right Ryobi. Mike Ryobi.
Anything. When I look at any of their products, I want all of it.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, Amy could get me any of these things, and I would be happy. I would be excited about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've got a couple. I saw an ad. No. This is how sad this is. It was an Instagram post from a genuine human who just said, I love this thing. It wasn't an ad.
Mm-hmm.
Ryobi has a thing that sucks leaves up and chops them and puts them in a bag.
Wait, was that the thing that you texted me?
Guys, if you're wondering what our relationship
I
like.
I think it was.
Did you see that thing?
This was the thing that you were like, I think we should get this.
Oh, no. No, I just saw this like yesterday.
Oh. Do you know the thing I'm talking about? It looked like a lawnmower.
Oh, but it picks up and it puts up. Yeah. No, yeah. This one like chops them. So as it comes in, it's like a backward blower.
Yeah.
It's like, so it sucks them in, but while it sucks them in, it like dices them.
I need that.
Bro, I was like, God, why does that stuff? Yeah. So I'm with you. I love that. Oh, man. Ryobi, where you at? Okay, next for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is the last one, but I have an honorable mention because it was a late one that I'll do.
Okay.
But that not right now. Ruckpack. Do you know about these?
No.
Oh, dude, you Ruckpack, would love this.
Isn't that like a army thing? That
yes.
They have their
it's
food
also,
in?
There's Rucksack? Running back, fullback, and ruckpack. It's the, not a lot of them. They were in the early iterations of American football, but they're not really used as much anymore. George Washington was one. True story. At Harvard. Before Harvard was even around. So it's a backpack. Jonathan that plays for Lady A, their keyboard player, is way into it. So he was like, was really cool telling me about him. It's a backpack with a weight. So the it's called rucking. And you, I have another friend who, there's another Arsenal fan that he's a big ruck guy, and we text about it and I asked him being questioned. Same with John. You get a backpack, they're slim weights. So it's like, imagine a bench press weight, you know, but it's like looks like an iPad. It's that size.
Okay.
And they come in different weights and you put them in a ruck pack. So it's like a backpack for the ruck thing that can also be a backpack, which is kind of nice.
Oh, really?
You slide them in and then you strap them on and you just hike or walk. Like around neighborhoods. I mean, Jonathan was telling me, like, I think some people run in them, but that's pretty intense because it's more about core strength and you do like, you know, 2 or 3 miles with them. But they look really cool. It's like,
I think I've seen people.
Yeah, you probably have. Yeah.
Because they look almost like a bulletproof vest.
Yes,
yes. Right?
You have to really cinch them up because the weight, you know. But I think I'm not even going to talk about the weights because I'm going to get that wrong. But it's like, you know, I want to say it's in the 15-30 pound world, but I think that's probably the normal.
Yeah,
I think is right. But they're really cool, and it's like a cool thing if you're going to go for a walk. You just throw those on, and it's like a little more engaging and helps your core. But they're supposed to be awesome.
So you put however much weight on these things, and you just go on a walk.
Yeah, you just go on a walk,
and it's like doing a bunch of crunches or something like that.
Yeah, it's just like you have to, you know, you're engaging your core more because of the weight of the backpack.
I bet you feel amazing when you take it off.
Yes, that's what they said.
So could you just wear it all day long?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you could, but yeah.
Does it work when you sleep?
It does. You can put it right by the bed and it's just as heavy.
It's really amazing how that works. Could you imagine if you wore it in the bed? Just pulling you down into the mattress.
Like, honey, my core, I woke up this morning. Gosh, my back
I'm imagining
is
like
me.
The customer service call from the person. Like, I've been wearing it 8 hours
every night. It's not doing anything. My back hurts so much. I can't breathe when I sleep on my stomach. What is this thing supposed to do? I'm swimming. It's a nightmare.
I feel like your gifts are really good this year. Mine are. My last one's cologne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Which one? Do you have a...
I wear Le Labo. Le Labo is like the manufacturer, and then the cologne is Santel 33. And I love it. It's a great gift because I never buy it for myself. Amy gets it. I think she got me this last one for my birthday. But it's like, it really is that thing that I'm like, I wouldn't buy this for me, but I love it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's such a thing that I can live without, you know? And it's, you know, I don't know how much it is. $100
or something. I think what's tricky with colognes and perfumes, like Annie and I, oh boy, did I just July that? Perfumes.
Yeah. It's always front loaded. The word is always front loaded.
Every conversation with me is too. when you don't agree with your spouse on this, that's a tricky space. And Annie,
an interesting topic. Like, what do we feel like is the right thing to do in that scenario?
Here is where I am.
Yeah.
Who is this for? Right. And that answers that determines everything after that. Because if it's for me, then Annie's right. It doesn't matter if I like, because she has one that I can't stand it. It gives me a headache.
You're saying if the perfume that Annie wears
is for you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Either way it works.
Right.
Meaning if Annie is like, this is for me, Dave. I like the way it smells and I'm wearing it. Well, then sure. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if I like it.
Yeah.
But if this is like, I want people to think I smell good or you to like it, then, you know, that's a whole other conversation.
Right.
It just stinks that she loves this one that I don't dislike it. I detest it. Like, I cannot stand the way it smells. And she doesn't care. Which, now that I'm saying out loud, I'm starting to put some math together on maybe why she does wear that. Anyway. And then I have one that's the same that I really love.
Oh, really?
That actually,
she doesn't like it.
She doesn't like it.
That's interesting.
It's a Durga and Luga. So
I think I need to call the... an ambulance.
That was actually speaking in tongues. I forget what it's called, but you know who wore it is Christian Stanfield. When I played Passion City, a Christmas thing, like either right after COVID or right before, and he was wearing it.
Yeah.
It's called Barbershop or Burning Barbershop or something. And I gave him a hug and I literally said, you smell amazing. He's like, dude, you got to buy this stuff. And I bought it immediately. Mm-hmm. First spray I put on, and he was like, oh my God, that smells terrible. And I was like, well, now I guess the game is afoot, dear lady, because we each have scents that we don't like.
So whenever you're out on like a double date or at a dinner party and you're like, I'm feeling threatened by this gentleman, I don't want him around my wife, you just spray a little of that on.
Spray a little. And she just hates
him.
She will never go near him.
Yeah.
The one that I do like is Odin. I think it's number 9, if for anybody who knows that world. It is not cheap, but it has lasted me billions of years, and it's great.
Like when I was growing up, I didn't, you know, you just don't care about colognes and stuff like that because you can smell it initially and then you can't smell it.
Mm-hmm.
But I, even if I'm not going anywhere, now that I have like a fresh new bottle of Le Labo, I'll spray it on. I just love it.
Yeah. I think we talked about cologne last year too because I remember saying this.
I'm sure.
Manscaped body stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I love.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. Too. I use that stuff almost every day. So last honorable mention, I added it last minute because I saw Will Anderson put this on his Instagram. Our friend and ex parachute lead singer, Will Anderson, and I looked him up and I was like, oh, I'm definitely asking for these for Christmas. But they have, but it's a unisex brand, so it's called Kiddo. Is the name of the Kiddo Cloud? Sorry, it's the name of the shoe company.
Okay,
KIDDO. Cloud, I think, is the name of the company. And then there's like slides, slippers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The one that they have that he was wearing that looks amazing is called the Scenario Slide. And it's like this kind of cool. Here, I'll show it to you.
Yeah, I want
to
look these up.
it's like, I don't know how to explain them, but they look really, 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 they're just kind of interesting to look at. But I texted Will and was like, dude, tell me about these. And he's like, they are the most comfortable things I've ever worn in my life. And he said they form to your feet after about 2 or 3 days. One of his best friends, the guy used to be in their band, the lead singer, I'm sorry, the guitar player, he's like, he has one for in his house and some for out of the house. Uh-huh. And that's who you know them. But they're really cool. And so I'm throwing those on their last second. But they're just these quirky little, like, imagine Crocs with holes
they almost
in them.
Look like Crocs.
They're much more perforated and look a little cooler than what I would say Crocs look like. But that's just a little something if you're getting fun. And, you know, they're like 50, 60 bucks. So, you know, it's not breaking the bank. And they're cool little things. And they have like, you know, slippers. And I think they actually maybe have like one shoe. Like one that's actually like a...
Just one?
Like a... I'd like... Oh, no, they have boots. Yeah.
So, but they come in pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a little more. But yeah, they do. So folks, what do we... Again, this is just us because we love you. It's just saying, if you're stumped and you don't know what to get that special guy in your life,
we're here to help.
Maybe by this point, you know.
And look, if you can't remember some of mine, you don't have to rewind. Just wait till next year, because I'm going to say the same thing.